All right, quit your grab-assing.
Oh, my.
Is this
Are
on?
We on?
Yeah, this is on.
Oh, wow.
And you can be dirty. Are you happy?
Oh, my.
Yes.
We were pretty dirty on the clean episode, really.
We weren't.
Every show migrates to porn.
Yeah, but you can't say fuck, you can't say cunt, you can't say nigger.
Yeah, but why do you need those things?
The bread and butter of broadcasting.
You guys are both
to be fair, I don't exactly want you saying nigger on this show either.
But the thing is, you guys are both well read.
It tends to turn heads in the workplace.
You have an education.
And
so.
Despite all indicators to the contrary,
what point is
I'm not
having
racist.
That IQ if you're
My
not
college
use it?
Education consisted of learning how to pack the tobacco down a cigarette so I could sprinkle cucane into the end and then tap that down so the cucane was evenly dispersed.
And your best friend
tobacco.
Was black, so you that can't be racist.
Oh, gosh.
That is true. My best friend in LA was black.
Kwame.
Yes.
See, I remember things.
Kwame?
Yes, and his dad was Mexican and was on, what was it, Oz, like as an extra?
Maybe he wasn't even black. Maybe he was one of those
you said
Spanish
he was
people
half.
Looked black.
Yeah.
No, you said
oh,
he was
yeah,
half.
Maybe the mom was.
His mom was black, yeah. His dad was Mexican.
His last name was
And the dad
Spanish.
Was like a gang member on Oz. This is
starting He's the
to sound
one
racist.
Who got his tongue cut out, whoever that was.
No, I know.
He snitched and he cut his tongue out.
Really?
That's all I remember. Yeah.
Oh, I think his name was Pendejo.
Really?
No, I don't know.
What just, does Pendejo mean?
I think it actually means pubic hair or something, but it just kind of means asshole.
Oh,
like you're an ass.
Oh, but it's with a P? I thought it was with B.
I thought it was Pendejo.
You might be right, because I was just talking to some Spanish chick last night.
And she wanted to eat your...
Yes.
There you go.
Let me pull your Pendejo hairs out of my teeth.
Oh,
that's a thorough rimming, sir. You're listening to Papa's Basement, an oral thorough rimming. Really? Really? I bust out a big word and that's your reaction?
Rimming is a big
Shut
word?
Shut up, cunt.
Oral.
Oh, yeah.
It's men aural. Time.
A-U-R-A-L.
Goodness gracious. This is ridiculous.
No, it's not.
It is.
This is how magic gets made.
Not really.
Yeah.
Not this if it's just going to be porn references in the C word. That's ridiculous. Who
Why?
Wants to hear all about that?
Me?
Yeah,
lots
is,
of people.
Exactly.
So you just want to regurgitate your own conversation.
You've
so
never
you
heard the
yourself.
Expression. You have to.
Did you hear what William
in
said in there?
Others?
William said, "I don't really listen to other music, but I do listen to my own."
No,
that's what he said.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. No,
I didn't.
I'm not going to let
you. Didn't listen at all.
Besmirch my brother's character.
He was saying, "Do you listen to your own show?" Because he's.
Right.
Was he saying he does watch his own show or he doesn't?
He said he doesn't.
Will, do you want to just put it out there what we've done?
He said, do you listen to your own
Real
show?
Fast, the show's website's in papasbasement.com. Go there for a new episode every Monday and every Thursday. And if you want to get a hold of the three of us, I'm John Papa Giorgio right. at Papa's Basement on Twitter. Allison Frank is at Allison Frank on Twitter, A-L-L-I-S-0-N. And Will Papa Giorgio is at Billy Basil, as well as at Gray Sky Eternal. That is the band that he writes everything for and plays guitar for.
You could just
G-R-E-Y.
Say it's Allison with a zero.
Oh.
No, aren't a lot
no.
of Allisons A-L-I-S-O-N? Like,
and
I
then there's Y's in there,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
I thought, well, that's...
Fucking cunt spell it that way.
Yeah, I thought she had the weird, the Allison spelling
no.
is weird.
It is.
How's
weird
the Elvis
now?
Costello one spelled?
I don't know.
That would
probably
be the
with
definitive one.
Oh, are you reaching for your impotent phone, which isn't going to get a cell phone signal in this bunker of a studio?
It'll squeeze one out.
Will it really? Mine can't. I don't even get voicemails.
No, it is pretty bad.
Is
it's
bad.
Yeah. No, it fucking stinks. Y'all could talk instead of watch me. Like,
nah,
I'm not
pretty,
watching.
We were hanging with the guys from maybe the only successful show I know of in the history of Fairfax County Public Access, Monster Madhouse.
Yeah.
No, they actually have like gone to conventions.
We
I know. That's
Who
what I'm
was?
Saying.
I
wasn't being
was,
sarcastic.
And I got you
Well, yeah,
in
you're
there.
Being social. I've seen the people from Monster Madhouse
right.
like half a dozen times at
right.
this point doing my show throughout the year.
Right.
And you walked up and talked to people. This is the difference between our fundamental beings.
Right.
You walk up and introduce yourself.
Yeah.
I simply ogle all the women in the pack that I would like to fuck, you know, fondle their tits and what have you. And then I go and maybe if they are lucky, they get spank banked later.
Right. But you don't network yourself.
No, whatever. Not at all. Whereas
but I
you
did.
Marched in.
Yeah.
Well, you're like a puppy. You literally just run around. And everyone's like, oh, let's pet the puppy.
Really?
Yeah. That's what you are. Everyone wants to have a round with the puppy.
I'm just saying.
I'm
it's
like
very
that
friendly.
Old dog you see in the shelter. It's like,
but Jerry's
oh,
very
that,
nice, and he says he's going to come and do our show.
That guy's not getting adopted. How long does he? You literally look at the tag. How long you been here? You got 3 weeks to live from this date, buddy. Sorry. Bad news bears for you.
Anyhow,
so
that's
yeah,
good.
Jerry is the leader of Monster Madhouse.
Yeah, he's fun.
He kind of has like the
very friendly.
There's a like a Gene Simmons face makeup thing going to a small extent, and like kind Rob like Zombie cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I loved metal. Yeah. I still do. I just don't really keep up with music. Period. Yeah. But he
it
really
stinks.
Has the metal look to him.
Yeah.
And he was very metal on the show. He got a tattoo today. They're filming their Monster
Madhouse.
They
said this one's actually going to go out on Halloween, I think.
He was very handshaky.
Yeah.
And is it just me, my germphobic puss mind?
Yeah.
His hands were smeared in his own blood from the tattoo. Did anyone else register that or no?
No. Why would it be on his hand?
No, it's not.
Like,
you know what it is?
Is it
maybe
fake blood or something?
No. It's from that girl's face.
Okay.
When he ripped her face off.
Fucking stuck his fingers in a cup.
Oh, God. Here we go. See? That's really terrific.
You need to play
Jesus,
along.
Jesus, Mom. God damn.
You need to play. Maybe, Will, you need to register every woman ever is reacting like that.
No.
No. No, of course not. They're the ones who are wrong.
Not British women. Although I have made a couple AIDS jokes with women, those did not go over
well. Yeah, I had that
a
happen.
A woman tends to take umbrage when you imply you're sick because she gave you AIDS.
Yeah, I've had that happen to me. And also a chick I saw a couple of weeks ago, apparently that was
gave
the...
Gave you AIDS.
That and apparently the AIDS joke is the one Rubicon we can't cross because she knew people who died of AIDS.
No. Get the fuck out of here. Who?
I really wanted to say that, but I learned.
Is this some suburbanite white bitch?
Vaguely.
No, you haven't. Wait, was she black?
Half? No. She's white.
Okay.
Her mom, no. I said I went out with her. No. Her mom, I guess, worked with gay guys, a bunch of gay guys who are still living with AIDS.
Oh. What?
I was corrected in that, too. I was like, oh, so you know a bunch of people who died of AIDS. She's like, no, they're living with AIDS.
You don't really die of AIDS anymore. Just sort of bankrupt.
I don't know. Didn't Pedro from Real World, his boyfriend, just give up the ghost not too long ago?
Fingers in the peanut butter?
Yeah, fuck. You stuck your fingers. Exactly. It's the Seinfeld. It's just the gay Latin voice.
Oh, my.
That guy died in like 1991.
He died apparently right after the show wrapped up.
Yeah,
I did
that's
not
when
realize that.
You had like 6 weeks to live.
But his boyfriend.
That's why Magic Johnson was such a fucking miracle.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas like back then, that was a death sentence.
It's really weird. There's a 30 on 30, and I don't remember the racer's name, but there was a NASCAR guy who like 6 months before Magic Johnson got AIDS. And in that community, he might as well have just been drummed out.
Well, yeah,
it was like, oh, you're touching queers. Goodbye.
I mean, really, that is the only way to get it. Maybe. Who the fuck shares hair on needles? Like, how expensive is a needle?
Junkies.
Yeah, they do. They
you
just
ever watch
Trainspotting,
the documentary called Trainspotting? Yes, I've seen it. And they share their needles.
How do you think Magic got it?
Magic? Well,
do you really think he got it from banging a bunch of bitches?
I think he might have gotten bored because he's Magic
exactly.
Johnson. And, no, but I don't think bored with bored with vagina and then flipped a girl over. Because if you cornhole a chick, you'll get AIDS right quick.
No.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is where we're going to
agree
to disagree.
There's no proven case, and Allison's a nurse.
There
she can back me up on this.
There are countless ones.
There is no proven case of a heterosexual woman giving HIV to a heterosexual man.
You very much sound wrong right now.
I'm just quoting Jim Florentine.
Yeah.
I
watched a documentary about this one black dude porn star who came back and in the span of a week gave AIDS to three chicks. Because
Mr. Marcus?
I don't know.
No,
maybe
he was giving syphilis.
Oh, was that it? Yeah. Syphilis is just sniffles. Sniffles for the genitals.
It's curable.
It's lighthearted fun. That's really how I view syphilis.
Gross.
No, I forgot the dude's name, but he comes back and in the span of a week gives bam, 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 like three chicks AIDS.
Were any of them famous?
No, not so much. One was a really sexy Latina, so I was very
was
sad
this
to see her get AIDS.
Or
no,
like
it was like
10 years ago or something.
Yeah, like mid-90s. But he got it from doing an anal special in Brazil. Like he went down there and was just porking chicks in the ass and had AIDS like that.
Yeah, but that's Brazil, so maybe he fucked up and got a tranny.
No, dude.
They love silicone down there.
All right,
they'll put in silicone muscles into guys. Like they
this
just
isn't
love
a homophobic
implanting.
Thing. It's just biological. The ass wasn't made to take a pounding. If
yeah,
you put
no,
any
like
pressure on an ass,
rips open.
Exactly,
it bleeds like a motherfucker.
Blood.
Yeah, so do chicks' cunts.
No, not really. They lube up. They're meant to take a punishment.
Yeah, but chicks can spot. They don't know when their period is.
Yeah, and that is a
control
way to get AIDS, honestly.
Uh-oh.
Like if a chick's ragging hard and you're just sticking it in.
And
like,
when you go to the bathroom to clean up, you look like you just fucking like walked off the set 28
yeah.
days later.
Do you really think you can just dump HIV positive blood on a mucous membrane and because it was a woman's, you're not going to get anything?
That's what I like to think.
Oh, my.
What do you think? Jesus is putting a little shield around your cock, protecting it?
No, like, my
sex that
code of conduct is...
Oh, your samurai Bushido?
Yeah.
Your cock Bushido?
No gays, no needles, and no shfuggies, and you're good to book.
Oh
so don't bang men or blacks.
Yeah.
And don't do heroin.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Fuck condoms. Fucking yuck. Seventh grade nonsense.
I know you're not a fan of them. That's the difference between you and my. I tend to not use them, but I pretend.
Oh,
like, I at least walk out with the condom. Like, I walk back in my house 9 times out of 10
like
with
the guy
the
who lost
condom.
His job and he's got his attaché case and he's just like, well, I'm going to the office. And he's just going to the bar
yeah.
to drink. Yeah.
Like, Will is on his boat and he's just spinning his car keys in the air. I at least have one of those floaties like somewhere on the deck. It's not attached to my car keys as I spin mine in the air, but I thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
Will's just like, I can't, these won't sink.
I really
these
don't
sink.
Think they offer as much protection as people say.
Oh, yes, they do.
Now the condom is faulty. You're literally like the guy, that seatbelt's going to break my neck. Come on.
Airbags can be dangerous.
Oh, my. Yeah.
It's not even so much the unprotected sex. It's the fact that a woman so quickly lets you have unprotected. I've never in my life, I swear to Christ, I've never in my life had a woman where it's like 3 months in, like, all right, I've gotten to know you. Maybe we can.
No,
like,
they either let you or they don't.
Oh, my God. It's always just a game of like, you're going to let me do. You're going to let me do. You fucking
good.
You let me do this.
That's what you call a good egg.
To quote Michael Corleone, we're both part of the same hypocrisy, Senator. But yeah, for some reason, if she's letting me run up at Raw, she's just a dirty whore letting me do this.
No, you're just special to her.
Exactly. Exactly.
She
just
likes
like she
you
said,
that much.
Just like she said, I'm special.
Oh,
that's
my.
Why I'm getting this treatment.
That's
Allison,
ridiculous.
Are you all right? You're tired.
Yeah, it's this is a late show.
It is. Because
I mean, this is early on
because
a Thursday.
We were grab-assing with Jerry.
Yeah, but it's fine.
It was. It was fun talking
little
to Jerry.
Jerry.
I guess we
he's very nice. He's very fun.
Well,
and the artist was great.
He's got one of those personalities.
Yeah,
he's
like our uncle or a cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
well, he says he's been performing
they're
for 30 years.
They're
so.
Outgoing. They do things.
Yeah.
Like Will and I are just like, hey.
Yeah, I know. That's why you guys should have cards. You should do some networking.
I do plenty of networking.
Really?
All on
I'm
the internet.
I fucking, like, yeah.
Get some laid, too. It's the best kind
it,
of networking.
It is true, but also, like, yeah, I had 400 people goddamn, like, vote for me for this thing today.
Yeah, but that's something.
Yeah,
saying,
serving
like,
a purpose.
What was it, a petition to make sure you put a sign in your lawn for Halloween?
No, it was some stupid Battle of the Bands shit.
All
it's
right.
Just like,
way to not roll with that bit. Continue.
No, it's like, all right.
But I'm saying socially. I mean, John does all these things, and he's out and he's talking to people all the day, but he doesn't really promote himself. He does some
online. To his customers?
Huh?
To his customers?
To everyone. When we're at Costco, I got a
listener. Why
would
he tell his clientele to listen to this filth, this fucking dreck?
Exactly.
Why not?
Talking about AIDS. Because maybe they won't hire the guy talking about.
Someone is not so bright that she wanted John to come over and unlock her bathroom door. Oh, yeah, she's a real whiz kid.
Wait, what do you
mean? To be fair, I have lost business because of my website.
Yeah, but
yeah, I'm sure
or you
I
could
have
gain
too.
Business too.
No,
a
lot of drunk kids or whatever.
Yeah.
No,
they're like,
yeah.
I want the funny locksmith. They don't give
yeah.
a fuck.
No, it's like, oh, the funny locksmith costs 70, and this unlicensed Mexican costs 60. Hey, Mexican, open my door.
Wait, why was this woman dumb? Because her bathroom was locked.
Oh, I just got a call today. Some chick, her little bastard of a child, locked the bathroom door and then shut it. And apparently. There's certain types of bathroom locks. If they have like a turn on the inside,
yeah.
you can't actually like just shove, you know, one of those little spigots you put on an aerosol can or
yeah.
any other
yeah,
small
yeah.
object to pop out the button.
Yeah.
It literally needs to be something small and flat that enters that thumb turn on the back and then you turn it
yeah.
from the front side.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
So what happened?
She was like, look, it's really easy. Can you do it? Can you come over and open this lock for $20?
Wait, she's like naming her own price?
Yeah.
Like, is there a fucking price on?
Yeah. And I was like, well, the answer to that is no, I can't. Mm-hmm. I'll bargain with you more than you're ever going to get from anyone else. I'll do it for 40. Because I was like, 40 if I drive 5 minutes for $40, that's
kind of worth it.
Fair Oaks.
Oh.
But I'm not driving
she
for 20.
She suck you, Packer.
You know, if she was MILFy, that would have been okay. If, yeah, she was like...
Oh, so a fat pig?
I don't know. I didn't meet her.
Oh, it didn't happen.
Yeah, she could have thrown a little sex into the mix. It would have been nice.
But so because you didn't go along with the price she arbitrarily decided upon, she said no?
Yeah. I was like, well, I guess give a call if you don't get it open.
Wow, what a cunt.
Because she was like, I'm locked out. How much is it? I'm like, $80.
How much is it for me to drop a fat girl deuce?
Yeah, and she's like, why so much? I'm like, do people ask car mechanics?
Exactly.
Like air conditioner repair guys?
Ask her, how much do you make? And why do you deserve that?
You pant load?
Fuck. Life is not a Turkish bazaar.
Do you know what I just learned the other day that's even more...
That we're charming.
No. That when you go to pull in, those guys, we know they get a commission on the parts and the service and all that, but they just ring
pull up. Pull in where?
To a car dealership.
Okay.
And you just, because he said something about a car mechanic, you just, whatever. But they just ring up a bunch of bogus stuff. And this guy, he works for Ford, and he says that's why their invoices are so difficult to read. And they get their commission off of whatever they sell.
Rust proofing and the nonsense? No, like the fucking dealership I first went to, I literally almost got in a fist fight with the dude. They're like the same
But they mark up everything. Not only do they mark up, but they just bill a bunch of nonsense.
Dude, okay, well, if you let me finish my fucking story.
Right.
Lippy cunt.
They were trying to sell this shit called like Silajet that they put on the car.
Yeah.
And it's
sounds
like,
silly.
And like, you know, dust and shit wouldn't stick to it. Like it always looked brand new. And it's just such nonsense.
What is it, like a Teflon coating? Like,
I guess.
You go through a mud puddle and it just leaks off like a load on a cheek.
I've never seen a car like that to this day. Like even a fucking Bentley or something.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
They get dirt on them. But the kicker was like, oh, well, if you're buying it, blah, 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 it'll last 5 years. And I was like, oh, I'm looking at leasing it. Oh, well, it's like, oh, well, you get this thing where you'd only pay for it for 3 years. I'm like, oh, so you can control how much you spray on there? It'll
silliness
last
level.
Precisely 3 or 5 years. Like, get the fuck out of here, you cunt. $700.
Just midnight at the third year and just a puff of smoke. Yeah.
It's like, how stupid do you think
fucking
I am,
pumpkin
bitch?
In your driveway all of a sudden.
And the saddest part is she's probably like in her 40s or something. And she's supposed to be like the hot deal closer.
No. Like,
you're too far.
You mean like
rich.
The ones at Ashley Schaefer BMW
exactly.
Who suck your cock?
But this is like some mediocre like six who's probably like 40 something years old. Fuck you.
Welcome to
twat.
Northern Virginia where the five is an eight.
Yeah.
But he says they do like... sometimes well over 100% markup on stuff that people don't even really need. They're like, whoa.
Yeah,
but he's like,
business.
I have to use.
So do clothing retailers. Like,
I do 66% markup.
I don't want people like decide to take it all out on car
But you're
dealers.
Already paying the markup because you already are paying. You know what I'm saying? So it's already marked up. But then they're giving you a lot of bogus things that you don't even need. So
buy a used
lots
car.
Of businesses do that, though. Everyone does that.
Yeah, but this is...
You're saying it's more crooked
than most.
They'll
charge you, like, whatever you're willing to pay.
Yeah, and that's what they kind of do. And then if somebody's like...
decide not to pay it.
What? Yeah. But he says they just kind of fog it over at Ford, and they just kind of jimmy it around. And, you know, if you look like you got money, if you're going to come
in...
I've
bought one new car. I've never felt more fucked in my life.
And he said if you're going to come in there with an Escalade, then you can expect to pay three times as much as everyone else. You know, and it's really up to that guy.
To be
like,
fair, no one's driving an Escalade to a Ford dealership
or whatever. I mean, whatever their top thing is. I don't know.
That's why
they wouldn't
go
stop
in
to use
5 minutes
at a Ford dealership
before the fucking dealership closes.
What is Ford's top thing? I don't know. Whatever it is.
Ooh, 500?
Maybe.
Focus?
No, it's
got to
be a Mustang. Like some kind of Mustang.
Hell no.
No.
Fuck.
He didn't say
Ford
a Mustang.
Ford make it's better than a Mustang.
Well, I don't know if Ford makes anything particularly well. I'm just saying their big seller.
No, not a big seller. What is their most expensive vehicle?
Oh, they're most expensive?
I mean,
they make
like
Mustangs that are like
$150,000
or something.
Mustang Shelby.
Yeah, there's like a million different Mustangs.
But he didn't say Mustang.
Like they make the
else,
baby white trash Mustang for like 20-ish or something. Oh, there's some that are like 20, 25.
He made it sound like some rich old guys have these things. And he's like, I'm definitely taking those guys for a ride.
Mustang Shelby's the most expensive.
Because he gets 30. But right now, I think he's up for a raise or something. But he gets like 24% of whatever those sales are.
How did you have this in-depth conversation?
I was just mesmerized. I was like, what about old ladies? Or what about people? He says, well, I kind of look at their car and see what they've got in it. And then I just take them for a ride. But if you're coming in here with this vehicle, you can expect to pay three times as much as everybody else.
So okay. I should show
and it's
up
just based, yeah, so if
on
you
a hobby horse with someone clacking coconuts together.
Yeah.
And a bucket of my own filth.
Threatened to walk out.
Hmm?
Just threatened to walk out.
But I'm saying if you're an old guy, you don't know about cars, then you don't know what to expect to pay.
Go to fucking Edmunds.com.
Yeah.
Go to cars.com.
I literally, you just Google, like, what should I expect to pay? And as long as you're, like, on the low end of that, eh. What are you really going to do?
I mean, really, all that matters is, like, what are you paying per month in the end?
I don't know, but I think that's terrible that they can just look at you and think, hey, I'm going to take you for...
Everybody does that.
That's life.
I mean, there is a sticker price.
When I go in there and I get an ice cream cone, they don't look at me and say, hey, you know what?
Oh, pardon moi. Pardonnez moi.
You don't go into a restaurant and then they look at you and they say, look at this fat schlub or look at this ball guy or look at this. And now you're going to pay twice as much for this burger. You're going to pay four times.
He's talking out his ass. Like he isn't.
Have you
guys?
The bird flu I just farted?
They can't arbitrarily make up prices.
They can.
They can.
They do. They do.
Okay.
They don't make up prices of things, but they just.
No, you're right. They do.
They add things to it.
Yeah, okay. Then look at what the fuck you're paying for.
But you can't read it. If you're not knowledgeable, you can't.
Car.
Right.
You're not buying anything else. Car.
Right.
One item, car.
But you're going in for a service. Your car is making a noise. Now they're saying, hey, your carburetor is this and your wiper is that. And now you need these special bolts.
That's why you say, hey, I think you're fucking me. I'm going to go someplace else.
Right. You can do that. But if you're 150 years old.
You can do that.
Yeah. And if your mom goes over there, you know what? She's going to be taken for a ride.
She does.
Your mom is not going to do that.
She's an idiot. I tell her
that. Outline from episode one.
All
the time. So you guys give me another 30 seconds.
I constantly tell her she's a fucking cunt to the people who are actually like nice to her and care about her.
Yeah.
And she acts like these fucking fake salesman pieces of shit are her real friends.
Well, she will say things like,
backwards.
So you're sure that's a good price, right?
No, when we were in Atlantic City.
Like my mom. Like,
when we were in Atlantic City, there was like a fucking whatever, souvenir shop.
A poor
shop.
Person?
No, there's a souvenir shop in the casino and they're selling that fucking Frelinger's taffy.
Yeah.
And she asked him, is she like, is this the same price as the Frelinger's on the boardwalk? And
yeah.
Like, yeah.
Is it the same quality, though? Yep.
It's like, what do you think they're going to say? No, you should go there and
filled
buy
with rat shit, this one.
Jesus. Like, you got to think about who you're asking. What you always have to think about what people's motivations are.
Yeah.
Everybody wants something from you. No one's just fucking doing anything.
But
or
there
talking
are people who run honest business.
Nigga deep like Malcolm X over there.
No, they're not.
They do. I know people who run honest businesses.
Who?
I know an
auto
shop.
You're looking at one.
I think you have to. You have to pay for your overhead. And I think when you go into a restaurant, you can expect to pay three times for whatever they pay for it. But if I order a burger and then they just add on all these extras,
they
that
don't do that.
Right. But that's what these do at this car place.
Okay,
Ford.
That's the nature of the fucking business.
It isn't, because you shouldn't charge people for things they don't need. And he says they do it all the time.
Yeah, strippers try to do it too. What's your point?
I'm just saying it's not right. It's not good. It's not good business.
Then don't be a fucking dummy and give them your money.
Right, but when they hand you an invoice, even yourself who is not mechanically inclined, if I just wrote down a bunch of these things and it made sense on paper, you're going to pay for it because you're not knowledgeable that way. You know what I mean? Same with the dishwasher and everything else. Like he says, oh, it's the alkaline such and such. You don't know, and your landlord paid for it.
Good. Yeah, fuck Bob.
Bob's a nice guy, but I'm saying
like
that
Bob,
air conditioning
and
guy.
I try to look out for him.
And I know how people do like.
Landlord Bob.
He actually is very nice. Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying that.
Why don't you fucking suck his dick off then?
No. He looks like he lives in like a rat hole himself.
Yeah,
like his condo is actually better than his own home, really.
Well, you've gone in his house?
No, but I've been outside and it looks like a dump.
Wait.
Like it looks like.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
There.
Yeah.
Not that bad.
No, I mean the neighborhood and everything.
Fucking better than Maria's.
Is he throwing farts or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But I think when Maria, when you had the car out front and the trees.
No, that house is just a piece of shit.
But I'm saying, like, this guy, he's got, like, a lot of, like, he could do some landscaping or whatever for his own place. Like, there was a lot of, like, kids' toys, but it was, like, junk.
Yeah, almost like he has two kids.
No, he has kids, but I'm saying they're probably now 10, and they don't ride that hobby horse that's all rusted and whatever.
Pretty young. The weirdest thing is, like, they have British accents, even though I'm sure
they're
born over here.
Oh, you said that before, yeah.
Because his wife was British. And, you know, like, you know, the kids always learn to speak from their moms.
Yeah.
So it's like, the fucking kids just sound like they're straight from goddamn Sussex. It's kind of evil. And it's also weird because, like, I taught these two brothers, and, like, the older one, they're Asian. The older one sounds fine. I guess maybe because he's been in American schools longer because he's older and he's more assimilated. Like, the younger one sounds like he just got off the boat. Like, he's a hero.
But like, does he call you honorable sensei?
The older ones, like, that's what I don't figure out. You think the younger one, if, and they're probably both born here, but
yeah,
I don't fucking know. But the mom has the accent.
Yeah.
So I guess if he's been around her more, he hasn't outgrown it yet.
No, I think because when they actually, a lot of kids, when they're learning two languages, they really want to fit in with their peers and stuff at school. So once they get in school,
right,
they
so
don't.
The
they want to not speak Spanish. They don't want to speak Japanese. They want, so they really try to.
Right. So yeah. It's the fact that the one was in school longer. Like, he's going off to college.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or
well, this is electrifying, but but we got a couple topics we should actually get to.
Okay, I'm in.
We can talk about Ben Affleck,
oh,
as his name is properly pronounced.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
As the new Batman in the
fucking
upcoming,
they're calling it Batflick now.
Batfleck.
Yeah.
Wow. How creative.
Yeah, I didn't say it. That's what
they took the
trendy
first part of Batman and the second part of Affleck.
Right.
Because you have that ass sound and they made it Batfleck.
Right.
Oh. But,
yeah.
Kind of like when they did Bennifer or Brangelina.
Well, those are a little better.
No, they all stink.
Batfleck is just lazy.
That's
or
so
is
dumb.
It Batfleck? It should...
No, it was like Batfleck.
Yeah.
Batfleck almost sounds better. Anywho.
Yeah, it sounds like a fucking
it's
folk
not
artist.
Good.
What's the other one?
The other one is something a little more near and dear to us and something a little more interesting than bitching about Ben Affleck.
Oh, really?
Allison had an interesting conversation.
Oh, no.
With her ex-husband.
I've heard this. Or is this... Is it something else happened?
No, it's the same thing.
We were driving into the studio.
Yep.
And the topic of exes came up as I was sobbing. And I asked
what,
Allison.
Are you talking about that fucking nigger bitch?
Jesus Christ.
What?
My
ex of color might have come up.
She's not even really color, so.
Why? Because she's eloquent?
No, I'm just saying. Like, you're making her sound like she was, you know, ooga booga with a bone in her hair or whatever. That's what he's talking
like
about.
Bugs' jungle jitters.
I mean, that's ridiculous. She's very pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, she had a stinky vagina. So, you know, God giveth and God taketh away.
Got a personality like a dead moth.
No, he said she was very engaging.
She stunk.
She stunk to you. She wasn't your girlfriend.
She definitely stunk to me, too.
You're like, dude, you only want to date women. You're like, you're like the fucking low-talking bitch from Seinfeld.
I don't know. You met her
but
what,
I don't
want to
be a pirate.
I mean,
I met her a couple times.
She's not a demonstrative type. Like, I'm sure we come off more or less that way to strangers. Allison,
no.
Would you not agree?
No, when you're around other people, you're almost mousy. You're
thank
very
you.
Subdued. So.
Thank you.
Wait, you said mouthy and very subdued.
Mousy.
Oh. Mousy. Quiet. Polite.
Like a Japanese school
like, you're not talking like he's talking about your
yeah,
girlfriend.
Yeah, we're not like that.
No.
I'm cool with that. It's just,
I mean,
yeah,
because
it's real easy to make your way in the world when you just run around saying nigger bitch at the top of your lungs.
Well, you shouldn't, and you don't talk like that to your clients, and you don't talk like that at work, and you
well,
don't
so.
Talk like that, but you don't even... William, when he goes to a restaurant, if he gets something that he didn't even really order, it's not done properly, he'd just be like, ah, oh, leave it. I'll be like, no. Like, you're paying for a service. You're paying, going to pay $50.
Yeah, and I
want
to pay for some guy to shoot ropes and whatever I replace it with.
Honestly, how I
but
feel.
He can't. I mean, they have rules about that.
Oh,
really?
If you're not eating it, I mean, if you're with the trach guy at Denny's, yeah, something bad's probably going to happen to your sandwich. But when they have people there policing the
there's
kitchen,
no one there
don't.
Policing.
They do.
A some fellow 15-year-old?
No, not when you go to a nice restaurant. No.
Okay, maybe a really nice restaurant. You're not going to get cumsies in your food.
I've seen it my fucking self. Like, our dad didn't like to eat at restaurants for this exact reason. Like,
yeah.
We were in the fucking, like, Four Seasons or something. Like, the best hotel in D.C.
I've seen food dropped and just put on plates all the time.
Some fucking gooker or something. Like, you know those silver buffet trays?
Yeah.
Like, there was packing one with, like, tuna or something. He was just doing it with his bare hands, like, patting it down with his bare hands to, like, make it look nice and presentable. And this is like a 5-star hotel.
Yeah, but they're going to do that.
They Five-star, four-diamond. Okay.
They prepare the food with their bare hands.
So
their hands are
you're saying this happens? No, they have gloves. All kitchens have gloves.
They do, but you'll see people, they prepare things with their bare hands. Your hands have to be clean. It doesn't matter if somebody puts gloves on if they're touching everything in the kitchen. Those are not magic gloves. It's the same when nursing. You don't
put on a pair
of gloves. Yeah,
but those gloves are touching their fucking Bajon.
Yeah, they do. They do. The nurses will go with a bloody glove and take the pen from their pocket or their hand and go and touch other patients.
You do have to be very conscientious. I've always thought
and
that.
You think, this is a hospital. They're so clean.
You can't just leave your gloves on and take a dump and walk back out.
Someone who's fucking crawled through tunnels of shit like Andy Dufresne in Juarez, Mexico.
It doesn't matter. Like, they take those dish rags, you know what I mean? And they'll have their gloves on and they use that rag for the floor.
We're all saying the same thing. The gloves mean nothing. The goggles.
Right. So him saying patting a fish with a bare hand, whoop-de-ding-dong. There's worse things that can happen.
Except, that's my point. And you're saying, oh, no, there's rules against that.
No, but I'm saying
Allison's
they do.
Allison's kind of saying just take it.
No. No, but there are rules that you have to follow. Like, if he's patting the fish with
his
bare hands,
his fucking retard friends used to work at Papa John's and put
paper
towels. That's
Papa John's,
Oh, yeah, I forgot that.
And they're all 12. And same with you at the pretzel place.
There was another Papa John's where the guy, when he was getting fired, beat off into the big vat of tomato sauce.
But I worked.
Dude, people upload shit again, like the guy sticking his dick on.
Okay, but for you asking something that you ordered or to correct it, that one way or the other, that's not going to.
What makes Outback Steakhouse any better than the places we described?
It's not necessarily Outback, but I'm saying you sending your food back isn't necessarily going to do that. It's how they carry themselves. So that's one
thing. The
thing
is, you don't know.
If you're going to get a virus, you're going to get one anyhow.
Why stir the hornet's nest?
I just know
if they gave me something,
16-year-old me would have thought.
I'm not going to eat. Like, I think you're thinking, like, one specific thing. It was at the Cheesecake Factory. I don't even remember.
No, I mean, you're just very accommodating. That's what I'm saying. That's
my
whole point.
Horrible accommodating.
It isn't, like, but I'm saying you aren't very accommodating on the radio. You're saying all these terrible, degrading
things.
Yeah,
it's almost
about
like I'm saying things that are kind of outlandish, so people listening have a chuckle.
He's playing the character of Will Poppy.
Exactly.
Right. But that's
because it's not like we can just come in here and talk about our fucking stupid lives, and that's
but he can, because he wants to put his cats on Tinder and get chicks. So that's who he's portraying himself as. And then he's like, you want to talk about my cats?
No, but you can't be so fucking
egotistical. By the way, eliminating my cats from my Tinder profile has got me no more ass. And if anything, it's hurt my odds.
No, it hasn't.
It has.
You got to let the cats go. But
I did.
All right. So anyway, so talking about our boring lives, what did David Simpson do?
Oh, he just...
We're discussing exes, and Allison was married.
Was your last name ever Simpson?
Well, not on my driver's license or any of my other
stuff. Oh, someone committed to the bit. Shows where your brain was.
You know.
Always 1 foot out the
exactly.
door.
Exactly. The gypsy lifestyle.
Fucking took that line
straight
from
Well, he asked if I had heard from my ex. He said,
one foot on the platform, the other
you
foot
have,
on the train.
Did you ever hear from him? And actually, I haven't heard from him. I didn't even hear from him.
Who, David Simpson?
From before.
I didn't know David Simpson's name.
Oh, God.
What was David Simpson's middle name?
Paul.
David Paul Simpson.
Correct.
DPS.
Oh, God.
This Taps.
This is ridiculous. Anyhow, you said, had I ever heard from my ex? And I said,
I
hadn't even before the divorce. Like, the divorce was done and we hadn't even talked or anything.
See,
and
this is almost in direct conflict with, you've said you guys kind of ended things amicably, if
no,
I
recall. No, I said we ended things, and when we had one of our final talks, I said, you know, we could still be friends, and he said, no, I don't want to be
you. Shut up, cunt.
No.
Yeah.
See, that's his favorite word, because he can't use any other ones.
I'm not going to argue
Same
that.
Joke gets it funnier every time.
It does, though.
It? No. Anyway, so he, I said, you know, we still be friends, and he said,
stole that from
that he didn't want to be my friend.
Yeah, that's okay. You go keep talking. Yeah.
Women are big on the we can still be friends. I think it ties into caveman days. Where,
but I mean, it ended.
The chick
fine.
Wanted to no. make sure you wouldn't okay. take a no. T-Rex bone and bash her
no.
skull in.
Here's why:
as soon as shit went tits up,
women are such fucking egotistical boxes.
Yeah.
See, I'm not gonna say cunts.
Right.
That they want to feel like you're, or they're so fucking special to you always. Like they're
that's
the
true.
One. So they want
to
feel
I
like
didn't need
they
to do that because
quiet.
We were divorcing. So
shut
I didn't
up,
care
cunt.
About that. That isn't my motive.
No, they want to feel like they fucking destroyed you and they're throwing you a bone
no.
with the friendship laurel.
No.
Like whenever you just tell a woman fuck off and you don't yeah. speak to them again, they blow up your phone. Like it like I forget who said it. It feels like a movie or something like women can't take rejection for shit.
You know, I've never really
so they
had
have to
them
be the one doing the rejecting.
I've never had them come like.
But you know, guys are so
back.
Used to taking rejections.
Oh,
so,
are we?
No, I mean, it's.
I used to be, not anymore. Fuck it.
No, I'm not saying you put up with it, but I'm saying you're used to it, you know?
Okay.
Because you have to. Men
no.
chase women.
No.
And for you to.
Not Will.
Yeah.
Okay, every other man, but
no,
Will. But I mean, you
put
do
up
have
some pictures on Twitter of you shirtless. Let them fucking cunts come to you. Like
yeah,
the
you can
animals they are.
Oh, God.
When I go to the pound and I yeah. want a dog, yeah. do I try to woo the dogs? No, those fucking pieces of garbage, they come up to the front of the cage.
Yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
try to woo me because they know it's their ass on the line.
Mm.
That's what women should do.
Right.
Fucking pieces of trash.
Well,
go ahead.
That's what you get. Buy cheap
at
and get
Billy
cheap.
At Billy Basil, ladies. At Billy Basil on Twitter.
So, anyhow, I hadn't talked to my ex-husband in
David
probably.
Simpson.
DPS.
Like, I don't know. How long has it been? Like 10 years or something.
20.
And then he...
How long had it been? Did you just ask that rhetorically? Like,
I really don't know. I think it's been about 10 years.
Since you talked?
Right. Yeah.
Jesus. So that like
maybe 11, because I think we were divorced. I mean, we were divorced.
Good God.
And we didn't talk after that
I
last conversation.
I figured even if he's like, I don't want to be friends, you would still check in.
But it wasn't
so
like
often.
An angry thing.
No.
His thing was that he was married once before, and he says his ex-wife, Belinda, and he said, you don't see me and Belinda hanging out and having tea or whatever. Like, once it's done, it's done.
I'm Allison. That'd be fine. Everything's so cool.
That's right. That's actually me. That was pretty good. But anyhow, so... yeah, he just sent me a Facebook request. He's married now.
Wait, did he have any kids before he was married to you?
No.
Was the first wife?
No.
But he knocked up the gooker after
you? Oh, David Simpson as David Rimpsons?
No, and he's not married to a gook. Like, I don't know.
That's
what...
an ugly word.
You just said gooker.
So it makes it cute. That's from Full Metal Jacket. I thought you said the new wife was Asian.
No, she's not.
Just much younger.
No, she's not either. And she's not very attractive to me either.
Is she a fatty?
No,
David
but she's...
Simpson a pig sticker?
Oh, God. I'm sure she's very nice. Anyhow, so he did send me a friend request on Facebook, and I'm still friends
Ew,
with...
Was that satisfying
Wait,
you or what? I guess
no,
not,
I mean,
because
I
you
just...
don't have bad feelings.
Right. And so it didn't... I mean,
dude,
I
if one of my
it.
Exes came like out of the fucking woodwork from years ago...
You just would. That... He's friendly with everyone. He thinks that
no.
he's not, but he's much... You are much friendlier than your brother.
The one whose
your
kid
brother
I killed?
Is like...
I think she's going to hold a grudge.
Yeah, but that was a choice
Women
she made.
Women tend to...
No, she made that choice
harp
for herself.
On things
and
to
like
be
that.
Fair, it's not like he buried a trident in her belly. She went for an abortion.
Yeah, and I mean, she had other ones too, correct?
I believe so.
She's
so,
Irish, yes.
Maybe she had that one, I don't know.
The answer yeah. is yes.
She might have pulled the old switcheroo on me.
Oh, brother.
The borderoo?
Oh, well, as long as she don't ask me for any money.
Anyhow,
yeah,
I
exactly.
hadn't talked to
That'd
him in like...
After 18 years when you have no obligation, it pops out?
No, it's still horrible. Then we get some asshole knocking on my door when I'm like in my 40s.
Yeah, and you can shut it like he was
Fuck
biracial.
You guys are ridiculous.
That was my Will impression.
Almost like we're trying to entertain people.
Really, by just talking over each other and regurgitating Simpson lines.
What
Scarface.
The fuck was that? What part of that was from The Simpsons or Scarface?
What part of anything? How many times have you referenced The Simpsons already in this episode?
To be fair, I referenced the goggles. I know that.
Yeah, because no one listening has ever watched The Simpsons or
I
Scarface.
Haven't.
They're
I've
so
seen Scarface.
Fucking
The Simpsons
underground.
Has what we call a cult following.
It's okay. I've never really watched The Simpsons.
Okay, that's because you were 38 when it came out.
That's true. That is true. I actually was in nursing school, so anyway.
Well, if I was,
let's get to
you're
the crux.
20, yeah.
Well, you brought it up. I mean, so anyhow, he contacted me. He sent me a Facebook request.
When? Okay, when was this?
Like 6 months ago. Yeah.
Oh, and this is the beginning of the story you told me. So he had ulterior motives.
Right. If, and then, okay. So, and
if
then
we
he,
don't attack her, she actually talks.
And then he said, hey, here's my number. Can you give me a call or something? I gave him my number. He just shot a couple texts, friendly texts, saying, oh, you hey, look pretty good. Or
what are you thinking
picture
so
of his
far?
Mule.
I think there is a motive, and I don't know why, because he hasn't talked to me in all this time. And
exactly.
He is
and what
married
are you guessing
and
the motive is?
I mean, I suspected it had to do with his engagement ring. You know.
Really, from the get-go?
Yeah, right away. I mean, there's
why?
No other...
Why? He made a
no, because he was
before.
Very sentimental, and for him, like, well, letters and photographs are very important to him.
How much was it worth? Or is it just sentimental value?
It's a sentimental value.
But isn't that hashed out in the divorce? Kind of like it's a standard thing? Like, who gets the ring or what happens to it?
You know, the thing about the whole thing is that
this
it
is
was...
the era before Jew lawyers.
He was married before me, and he had his mother's ring. His mother has passed away. Mm-hmm.
Ew, your wedding ring was on another woman's finger? Yeah. Well, not the dead mom, like another... his
no,
first, oh, okay.
His mother only. And it was okay. His mother's ring, and his mom is dead. And he didn't...
So why wouldn't you give it back to him?
Listen, he didn't give that ring to his first wife, and he did give that ring to me.
Because you're just so special.
Yes, that's true. Anyhow, so he... more Scarface. We'll just wait for the Simpsons now.
All right, go ahead.
Anyhow, so he...
Well, did he ever explain why, after why I said what? Go ahead, like why the first wife didn't get the cheese?
I just think that they
tits
were young.
Weren't big enough. They have big fucking tits like you.
Oh, my. I'm sure her boobs were fine enough. I don't know.
All right. So he buys you a ring.
No, he doesn't. It's his mom's ring. Listen.
All right. So wait. She gets like the Kmart, the
right.
Sears ring.
Well, was
right.
The mom dead then or did she die?
She, no, she's dead. She's been dead since he was a
did
kid.
Did you ever? Oh.
Was she alive?
No.
During
she was dead. Listen. She's been dead
well, no,
since
I'm
he was
saying,
a kid.
Did she die after the first marriage and he's
no.
Just like, free ring?
He died. She died
to what the hell
when
she
he
said.
Was
sorry,
a kid.
Sorry, I'm watching them shut down the station behind us and I was going to see if they're booting us and obviously they're not. Because Paul is being nice. So thank you, Paul.
Yes, thank you, Paul. No, she died when he was a kid. And so he had
of
the
what?
Ring. And he's kept the
cancer?
Ring.
Cancer?
Was she
sick
she,
of
shame?
No, she had basically a lymph thing. And I think she had a score
why
did
she get
illnesses.
Some crutches then?
She did. She had actually one of those like elephant legs that you had to pull around in a wagon.
Oh no, the yeah. Elephantitis stuff.
Yeah, it's bad. Mm-hmm.
I thought people only got that in their balls.
Anyhow, so she.
Why are you so exasperated?
Because you guys keep interrupting. This story could have been done an hour ago.
Yeah, it's almost like we're trying to draw
yeah.
Things out.
We would have had
radio.
A nice 10-minute show.
Yeah, but it can go somewhere.
This is why.
Right.
Oh, God.
All right.
Let's the shows with you
no,
two
no,
all
no.
Just stink.
No, no.
Really,
we'll
maybe we should say the C word some more.
You
regurgitate
should.
Some more
no,
Simpsons.
Yes. Will, it's Allison's time to shine.
All right.
Please. I'm not trying to shine.
No, you just do it.
Oh, goodness.
You were
gracious.
Born a star, baby. You just do it anyway.
Oh,
all right,
that's
tell
it.
That
I'm
story.
Done.
No, you're not.
I'm
tell
on.
Your story. Come on.
Come on.
You sack of shit.
Fucking tell it or I'll kick your teeth in.
Oh, golly, Ned.
Come on.
Anyhow, so he
come
gave
on,
the ring to me, and then he, when we divorced.
Come on, Allison, you can tell
us. All right, now you're just going overboard. Jesus, let me get five
come
words
on,
together.
yeah.
All right, go.
You
I'll
can do this, Allison.
From...
Anyhow.
You got this.
That's it. I'm not
no,
doing
no,
it.
God
no,
God damn it, you can't read people.
I stopped. Come on. Right.
Go ahead. You do it.
No.
You tell the story.
I'll tell the story. Cause
I'll
know
tell
it,
too.
All
right. Go ahead.
All you right. So it. Basically, he wants a ring for his cunt daughter.
Right.
He's only like six now or something.
Right.
What?
But yeah. What baffles me, I don't think you told me the part about like the
Will
dead
really
mom
did
or
get
shit.
To the point, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happens when men tell a story. Right. But I don't think you told me the mom was dead or maybe it wasn't. Listening, but I don't know. To me, it's just like if it was his mom.
Well, the whole reason I'm having her tell the story, do any of us think he has a right to the ring or
yes.
What?
No.
You do.
No, he doesn't.
I do not.
I don't know. Like, I've.
And
I mean, he
me.
Took me for 40 grand. So let's
he
throw.
He took you?
Right. Of
oh,
my yeah. Money.
She fucking like paid for him to go to med
no,
school.
No, I mean, I did do that and I did support him. And when we did meet, he was making $6 an hour. So, but I had
you
smiles.
Open your lips for me. That? God damn. I mean, I realize you got married in 1948, but $6 wasn't much even then.
That's not nice. She got married in 1993.
Close.
$6 was shit. $6 was shit then.
96. Oh. That was close, though. That's a pretty good memory. He does remember some really
$6
things.
Is like
I couldn't remember what happened to me 5 minutes or 2 weeks ago. But I
know.
That.
Yeah, that's kind of odd. Anyhow, so he called and he ultimately that's what he wants. He wants his mother's ring and he wants to pass it down to his daughter. And when we split up, I initially wanted to give him his mother's ring back. But after I discovered that he had taken all of my money and he had bought a new motorcycle and done all of these crazy things, and that really was
uncharacteristic.
All right,
for him. You paid for him to go to school. How did he take your money? Like,
because it was
account?
In my account and it was my money that I had earned, you know, and I had plans for that money.
Right,
know?
But his but, name was on it?
Well, we had a joint account, and so the accounts were linked, but that money was mine. I earned it, and if we're splitting, like, you can take your motorcycle, and you can take your car, and you can take your military whatever, and you can take your photographs.
Okay, and stick it in your ass.
And what? Leave my money.
At what point did he do this? Like, during the divorce, before the divorce?
I was out of town. I was out of town, working out of town, and when I came back, I was like, hey, where the heck is my money? And he said, you mean our money. And I was like, you didn't earn that money.
Wow, what a piece of shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You didn't call the cops?
Like, there's really nothing.
Joint account,
dude. Yeah. Yeah, so it's pretty bad.
This is why I'm never getting married, ever.
Don't mingle the finances.
Yeah,
I don't get that. But then there's just no point to any of it anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
This is not the fucking feudal system.
Anyhow, so once he had done that, like, I was pretty sore about that. But again, I'm not like,
no shit.
So his mother's ring, I know that's very sentimental to him. And so then I thought, you know, the ring itself is not super expensive. I think the value on the ring
you
is like.
Fucking take a picture of some other
if
guy.
If someone did that to me, I would send them pictures of that ring in my asshole.
Well.
And that's what a lot of people said. And my thing is
gonna
like,
say,
maybe
fucking I have me like shoot ropes through it.
Exactly.
Photograph that.
Have with your wiener fucking, in the shot, yeah. Too.
Have me no. Will Bukkake
well,
that goddamn
you,
ring.
Like, no. It'd be resting on my head while I'm ejaculating.
On your glands.
Like a, you know, we should do it like a the hotel fountain, like the Bellagio, and yeah. It's just coming through the ring.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll no, see. Just put it, just take a pie tin, put it on top of a pastry, and Will and I will ice it up nice and good.
The thing is that the ring itself, like he had it reset for me, so he put a larger diamond in it, but the ring, it's
good,
again.
Fuck him. I'm sorry.
The,
even
the ring itself, I think in 96 was, I had it appraised, it was $5,000. So, I mean, it was not a zillion dollars.
It's
ring.
Not bad, actually.
No, well, but I mean, in 96.
Does jewelry actually go up in value? It's probably, oh wait, I guess the value of gold, but.
I'm saying.
I guess it goes up with inflation. If
right.
Else.
So I think, I don't know.
10
what
G's.
Is
you still have, you're, or you don't even know where it is, you said.
It's packed away. I mean, and that's what I told him. I said, hey, it's packed away, and I don't have it available, and blah, blah, blah. But the thing is, I thought
well,
maybe I
him.
Would take the stone out and give him his mom's
no,
crappy
fuck
ring.
Him. I don't no. know. Say, give me the $40,000 back, and it's
yeah.
all yours.
Yeah. And that's what I, you know.
That's what he said?
Did you
no,
say?
No, that's what I've, the advice.
That's what you strongly imply.
No, the advice of others. And so he wanted
to
calling
I wouldn't care
him.
If there was money or not. To yeah. me, look. Yeah. I'll be the first dude to kick a bitch in the tits if yeah. she breaks an engagement
yeah.
and thinks she gets to keep the ring.
Yeah.
But if the marriage goes down, the yeah. fucking ring's hers. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what they say. Like, if you are engaged no. and you call it off, then she keeps the ring. And then if she calls it off, then you get the ring
it
back.
It should be yours either way. I'm sorry. If the engagement never comes
to fruition.
If you pay
for it, it's yours.
Yeah. But it's a gift. You're giving it to someone. So if I bought you a motorcycle, then I get the motorcycle back?
It's a gift
back.
For someone you're very in love with.
Yeah.
And when the love dies.
And yeah, absolutely. Like, what kind of fucking ghoul, like, yeah, say we're married or whatever you buy. Yeah.
And to me, that does convey what a piece of shit a lot of broads can be.
Yeah, you're a gold
if
digger.
Someone
that's
gave
why OJ's
me something,
a fucking good guy and everyone wants to bag on him. What the fuck, man? He did what needed to be done.
Oh, my.
It's like your fucking cunt wife is fucking your best friend. She's shacking up with a jaw. Like, really, how many stabs in the back are you going to take?
Wow. He really
literally
so
people who
want to
say
none.
I'm racist for all the Zimmerman shit, you know, goddamn, if I don't think OJ is a great American hero. Fuck.
Describing him like a member of Delta Force. He went in there and he took care of the business at hand.
And he did it again in 2007. That's my. Why he's the fucking man.
Oh, golly, man.
Orenthal.
So David Simpson doesn't get his ring back. That's what you guys are saying.
Fuck it. Again, no. It's 40,000.
I know. So when he gets my 40 grand, then he has the ring.
Fucking thief. I forgot about that.
Yeah, he was pretty sneaky about it. That's the thing. Really uncharacteristic for him. But
you
really,
you know
he
how much money you did or did not put into that account just because it's joint.
No, but the thing is that was a lump that I came in with. And actually, when I came into that marriage, like, all of my bills are paid. Like, even now, I have
bags?
No...
What the fuck? Give me 40 grand.
I mean, I paid for my education. All my school loans were paid off. My car was paid off. You know, I had no bills. And he had a lot of debt. He was a heavy spender and didn't really live
with it. So why did you
pick
such a piece of garbage?
I was going to say.
But you know what? He did have a lot of endearing qualities.
Like his receding hairline?
Correct. That was very attractive.
His ability to financially betray?
No, but he was working towards his education.
He's an incredible user of women.
No, actually, he was very...
He's like a fucking real-life Lionel Hutz.
I mean, he was just terrible with money. But as far as
he was the
marriage.
Woman.
Yeah, exactly.
No, he was very masculine.
Did
mean, he
you become horrible with money after he ejaculated inside you?
Oh gosh, I'm always good with money. My bills are all paid. I have no bills. Period. Everything
have no
I have,
home.
I own.
I was gonna say, yeah.
I mean, I rent a home. I have a whole house, so. You know,
this fucking guy
but
pissing
that's
his shit.
Yeah,
I was gonna say that every guy riding the boxcars
doesn't have any bills either. Does that mean he's financially soluble?
But it does say something. I mean, it doesn't matter if people have a lot of money. Like, the more money my husband earned,
Ronnie
he just spent it all.
You can always find a way to be broke.
Right, exactly.
Like, if you're accustomed to having a new Lamborghini, like, look at fucking NFL players.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're bankrupt.
Oh, exactly. There's no logical reason why a guy who made like $32 million
right.
plus in his career should be broke.
Oh, yeah. Make 32, live like you made 200. Yeah.
That's what they have. And I mean, to a certain extent, I guess especially if you come up and you're not from it, like,
yeah.
It's all just like bazillion gillion. Like, you can't gauge that much money. But yeah, I mean, just live with some sense.
You know, you just want to say, that's a whole mess of zeros in a black voice. I know you're resisting. Well, it's okay. I appreciate that.
Oh, my mercy.
This a Googleplex.
For real? The nigga signed this check over to me?
Oh, my.
There is a story of a guy who framed his first check, and it was for like, I don't know how many hundreds of thousands. And the agency called to make sure, like, you didn't lose this in the mail, did you? And he's like, no, I framed
yes,
that
I
shit.
Oh, my.
Well, if you know more is coming.
I would want my money.
Yeah, I guess you could also make a photocopy.
Yeah, exactly.
That also suffice.
Or just get the copy that says void back from the bank after a couple of weeks. I'm sure you could work something out.
That's probably the most sensible.
That's ridiculous. But yeah, you're right. So
I mean, like, I thought it was nifty that I had checks with Sirius XM and CBS on them. And those checks were for like $50. And I was still like, cash that shit. Cash it now.
Oh, it's because, like, you're technically an employee of CBS?
Yeah. I had checks with the eye. I had checks with the little barking dog.
Oh, you
I would walk into the bank. Everyone thought I was, like, hot shit. They're like,
look,
just where
executive.
Do you work? No, and it was a check for, like, $100. But I can't tell you how many check tellers were like, what do you do exactly?
Fucking tell me you're a producer. Like, you want to be an actress? Act like you suck in my cock.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, we got to the bottom of that, too. Fuck him. Don't give the ring back.
All right.
Has he pestered you since? Or
no, he hasn't. I did talk to him. We had a phone conversation, and that was right around Christmas time. And it was a lot of just fluff. But basically, I just kind of cut to the chase, and I said, hey, is this about your mother's ring? And he said, yeah. And I said, you know what?
Like,
I don't have it.
I don't have normal human feelings because of your horrible childhood.
But I do.
But does that, like, eviscerate you to know that someone you're that in love with at one point just it's like
she doesn't feel
it's just I don't really think that either. She says she does, but
no.
Does it trouble you? Because
it's like the relationship between Pam and Eric.
Who's like Pam and Eric?
Your maker.
True Blood. Yeah.
Oh, I don't follow that show. I mean, it's kind of yucky, I think. You know what I mean?
Because I would think if I got married to someone, and it ended.
Yeah,
that is a wound that would not close.
No, time heals everything.
I think. I mean, even then, I think when we divorce, people are like, "Well, did you even love him?" Because I wasn't all torn apart. But that I'm not really an emotional kind of person.
You're an emotional cripple.
You feel emotions like an autistic one.
Your soul is dog shit.
Every
single fucking thing about you is ugly.
There is a bad Santa reference. So.
I mean, I do feel things, and I think I do have a great deal of empathy when it comes to things with children or, you know, things that,
you know,
mean something to me.
You laugh when you see a cat in pain.
I don't. I don't like to see animals in pain, whether I love cats or not. I mean, I don't want to see any of them injured or hurt or whatever.
You wouldn't like to see Roxy with a nice tire track through her midsection?
No, it was horrible. I told you when I worked for that client and I did private duty, his cat really did get run over, and one of his had a pancake leg, and the thing was just meow. And they were like, oh, they wanted him to put it out. They're like, hey, put it out of its misery. Yeah.
Worst case scenario, you just chop off its damn leg.
Yeah,
but dog can walk on three legs. A cat's an acrobat. It probably just needs like two front paws and a tail.
Not only can it walk on three legs, it can be on the cover of an Alice in Chains album.
There you go.
The thing is that the cat lived just fine, and it hops all around, and it's still got its pancake leg, and it still catches mice. And
wait, we say pancake leg, like everything from the body down is flat, or just the paw?
Like it's just a limp, like he just has to drag his leg around.
Oh, so it's a gimp. I'm thinking like literally like a cartoon, like it's a sheet of paper.
Oh, and it got knocked up in the air and then floated back down.
It is pretty sad to see. And you see him up on the fence and he can climb the fence, but then he's got the pancake leg that hangs over.
Did they take him to the vet at least?
Oh, they did, yeah. He was at the vet. But even the vets were like, hey, I think, you know, this cat's not going to make it.
Why? Because his goddamn leg is fucked up.
It's a cat. Yeah,
I know. It was
There's
so
plenty
sad.
More.
No.
Well, I'm just saying,
it's like
though,
if an immigrant got run
see,
over.
Now he's trying to project that onto me. I felt bad. It was tough for me to sit there and see this cat in
pain. It's tough for me to, like, I'm weird. Like, I cried when we put our cat down. I didn't cry when I saw my father die. So I have issues.
I've cried more for the pets than my dead dad.
Well, that's just ghoulish.
What?
I'm saying, like, at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was also on drugs when Dad died, so that's.
I think I was crying for all of them, but the dog.
It's weirder to like know you're sending someone to their death or something.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas for some reason, I kind of just like left right before my dad died.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Very conveniently. Oh yeah, like you would have wanted to see that show. You ever actually seen someone die in front of you?
No.
Oh, I have.
I have too.
Grandma. Yeah.
I don't think he went out like that.
Well, his signs would have just been fucked up, and then you would have heard flatline like a fucking movie, and your dad would have been dead.
I expected that from the moment I came back.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, me too. I didn't think it was getting much better, but to actually see someone.
I never like anticipated like speaking to him again.
No. Do you remember your last words? I don't.
To him?
Yeah.
Like on the phone or in person?
Died. Either, I guess. I don't know.
No, it's kind of weird. It's all blur because.
Mine was just normal bullshit because I was saying like bye as I went back to college. I was like, oh,
I mean, that's
see
the last
soon.
Time I saw him was when I fucking went to California. So last time I saw him was at the airport.
Oh god.
So you and fucking
right, now,
do and everyone saw him after me.
We're doing this. I want to blow my effing brains out. You know what? I'm starting to feel feelings again, and they fucking suck.
Oh man.
Let's end this one fast. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. If you want to hear more about how my father died and how that still festers within me, why wouldn't you? At Papa's Basement. Allison.
Yep, that's me.
They want you on Twitter.
Yep.
To call you a cunt.
You big fucking tits.
Oh my, the end.
At Allison Frank, Allis0N.
Correct.
And Will, if some special lady wants to be called a cunt, it's at Billy Basil on Twitter, as well as at Gray Sky Eternal, G-R-E-Y. Did I mention the show's website already? Did I?
Yes.
I think so. All
right. Yeah, the show's there every Monday and every Thursday. A bunch of writing, too. And go there for the iTunes link and the Facebook link. And like us on everything you can. And give us stars and thumbs up and smileys and plus signs.
Yeah.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. nothing to critique. Great show, great guests tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.